Michael, congratulations on reaching 250 first-class wickets for the county. Nice little milestone.
Yeah, it was. It's good to tick off little milestones for yourself, and that was a pretty important one. And just hopefully look forward to getting 300.
Let's hope so. With the fewer county championship matches, it'll be hard work, but you should get there sometime next season, if not this.
Well, if it's this season, I've had a hell of a year. So. next season, hopefully, barring sort of form and injury, I suppose. But as I said, it's a nice little personal achievement that I'm very happy with.
And Marchant de Langer, a little achievement, his first fifer for Glamorgan. I didn't think it was necessarily going to be the sort of pitch that suited his bowling today on this match, but he's got the fifer.
Yeah, he got the fifer. He bowled a lot of overs there, to be fair. I think he bowled 12 on the bounce this morning, which really got us out of trouble there, and he deserved his five for sure. To be fair, it's probably about time. He's been here for a while and he hasn't done anything, so... Sorry.
He is listening.
He's been fantastic for us. He's a highlight around the change room, and he's always full of energy. And it's good to see him do well for us, and hopefully many more fifers to come.
But Durham got away with a first innings lead of more than 100. That was... it went one way and then the other, wasn't it? With five wickets going for six runs, and then a bit of last wicket empty from them.
Yeah, disappointing, because I think we probably... I mean, if we're being honest, if we can get out of it with chasing a 100 lead, 100 lead to them, then that'd be good for us. And then when we got them nine down, I think we probably took the foot off the gas a little bit, and a little bit disappointing at... We've given other teams a couple of last wicket stands and some lower order hitting to put us in front in the past, and I guess we're on the other end of it this time. But happy to bowl them out, but disappointing in the same sense.
So deficit of 107. What's been the second innings approach? You're two down for 92 at the close, going along at two runs and over. It's been pretty cautious out there. What's been the team thinking?
Yeah, we basically just said just go out and bat, and we'll see where we are tomorrow. Unfortunately for us, they bowled pretty well there. the wicket, it's two paces, a little bit of nibble there for the seamers, and I think it's just starting to take a bit of spin. So. Hopefully, we'll look to take the game forward tomorrow and see where we're at lunchtime. But we're probably not in the best position at the moment. But as I said, we'll have to reevaluate when it gets to lunch. Ideally, would be a few more runs ahead now. But that's not to be, and we just have to adapt to that and turn up tomorrow and try and make a game of it or. Just see where we are, and I'll let the batsmen decide that are out there whether we can or not, but that's where we are at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, after eight championship defeats last season, which wasn't pretty, is it a question of making sure you don't lose and then think about winning? Or?
Not necessarily making sure you don't lose, but I think we need to learn how to play harder cricket. I mean, there's been countless times in the last few years where we've basically rolled over, and I think it's a good learning experience for these young guys to be able to battle out matches and come away with draws or try and play from the front on a few occasions as well, which we haven't been able to do. So it's an experience for them, and as I think I've said before, that this method won't work all the time, but it's the guys are buying into it, and if we come away with a good hard draw, then it's not necessarily a bad thing for us. We don't want to be deflated by constant losing. So, tricky situation. Ideally, we want to put runs on the board and win. But if that doesn't happen, then if all avenues are taken from winning, then we want to draw the match. We don't want to lose.